The acceleration of global warming from fossil fuel production, along with drought and wildfires, have been top of mind for New Mexico residents attending this week's climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. Attendee and State Representative Debbie Serenagna says mitigating the emission of greenhouse gas methane from fossil fuel development is key, but adds the state's record heat contributing to water shortages has emphasized that the climate crisis is getting worse.
In New Mexico, I think we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot of things in the right direction, especially with energy. But whenever we have these huge things that shut down our cities or states because of water drought, we have to look at it as real and something we have to work for.
Serenagna believes President Joe Biden should declare a national emergency on climate change and wants congressional leaders to support his Build Back Better Act agenda to cut carbon pollution. She adds that New Mexico has a unique challenge in addressing global warming because state revenues are heavily dependent on the fossil fuel industry. Serenagna says the state's plentiful sun and wind resources could advance renewable energy options to battle climate change, but improvements to local infrastructure are needed. The retired high school math teacher says in her experience, too many kids don't understand the seriousness of climate change, even though they're the ones who'll need to find solutions.
The ones who understand it get a little scared, but they don't still believe it's real. We've got to do something about it as a country, as a world. Got to make sure Biden sees it as an emergency.
Build Back Better would cut carbon pollution in half by 2030 and invest more than $500 billion to curb climate change. New Mexico already has set a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions at least 45% by 2030 as compared with 2005 levels. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.